Carlo Cattani's passionate about food, wine, and, like me, gelato. The former director of the University of Gastronomic Sciences, his most recent project, Tempi di Recupero, is all about non-wasteful, sustainable approaches to eating and drinking.
Tempi di Recupero, I think, is very hard to translate. Subtitle of the project are Nose to Tail, Leftovers, and Traditional Food. We want to recover and reuse this kind of products using some testimonials like very important chefs.
For Slow Food's biennial festival Cheese, Carlo's organised a Gelato del Recupero workshop. He's convinced a handful of Italy's top gelato makers to demonstrate how you can transform the unwanted scraps and leftovers you might normally throw away.
Is the way to use wonderful products, but not the noble part, is a wonderful way to make people understand that you can arrive wonderful results with parts that are not considered good.
Can you give some examples of some of the parts that could be used?
You can use in gelato, for example, the skins of some fruits like orange, are wonderful than like infusion or to produce a taste that are amazing in gelato, or some other like old bread that are the tradition of the poor people of Italy when you have to eat everything, of course, in the past.
In the Stati Uniti, la facilità con cui si spostano, sappiamo, è pari.
Fabio Solighetto's family have three gelaterie here in Italy, as well as one in New York and another in Sao Paulo. For the workshop, he was given the task of making a gelato using Parmigiano rind. Yes, we're talking about the hard, crusty bit you probably chuck in the compost bin.
When Carlo called me to make Gelato del Recupero and he told me to try with this part of the Parmigiano, to be honest, in that moment I realized that I never thought to do that. I always use it because when we make soup in winter time, then we put them inside to make the soup even more tastier. But to use that part to make gelato was the first time that I never thought about that. So it was a kind of challenge for me. And to be honest, the result was very good, because we show people that if you have the knowledge, you can really make gelato with whatever you want.
I really liked the fact that it had the little bits that were chewy, almost like bits of caramel would be in a normal, the normal classic flavours of gelato. You had the different textures.
Yeah, the texture, I wanted to remember Parmigiano. When you eat Parmigiano, you have the feeling of the texture inside your mouth. And I wanted that once you are eating gelato, you have to finger that texture.
Like Carlo, Fabio says the Gelato del Recupero approach makes sense both from an economical and an ethical point of view.
It's like we used to say of the pig, you don't throw away anything of the pig. And the same as the Parmigiano in this case. So we don't throw anything away. In gelateria, it's the same. If you want, you can really use everything. You don't throw away anything. In my stores, we don't throw away anything. Even the cones, when they are broken, we don't throw them away, but we reuse to make gelato. So it's a pity to throw away food. And it's even worse when you can reuse it, giving a good flavor to your gelato.
Alberto Marchetti's been making gelato since he was a child and has gelateria in Turin, Milan and Alassio. Assigned the task of creating a flavor that could use up the dregs in forgotten bottles at the back of your drinks cabinet, he's made a spritz granita. A little bit bitter, very alcoholic. I think it's fantastic.
Ma sai, il recupero lo intendo un po' come recuperare vecchie produzioni.
I think of recupero as recovering old productions. For example, we have our signature flavor, farina bona, or bona flour. It's made using maize flour from the high mountains of Switzerland. A man single-handedly renovated two mills and produces a tiny amount of this flour per year. It's wonderful to make a gelato which has a flavor that reminds you of polenta and popcorn. Through my gelato, I help him keep his business and the old mills he's reopened going. That's what recupero means to me.
An important part of Gelato del Recupero's No Waste campaign is, of course, trying to get ice cream shops all over Italy to stop using plastic spoons and non-recyclable containers. And the flavours we've tasted today have been made in a machine that doesn't use water and consumes very little electricity. Low environmental impact gelato made with leftovers and waste products is all very well, but there's one vital ingredient to complete the equation. Does it actually taste good? Apart from my disappointed six-year-old, most participants I spoke to were very enthusiastic.
I found the taste to be quite incredible, to be honest, so no downsides to that at all.
What was your favourite?
I think the Parmesan Reggiano first ice cream using recovered rind. How pleasant. It was refreshing. Subtle cheese. I loved the nutty parts of it. I thought it was really nice.
Would you go to an ice cream shop, though, and ask for any of the flavours you've just tried?
Oh, yes. I was thinking that, yes. I was thinking, I would enjoy that journey.
And what did you think?
It was really amazing. I've had cheese-flavoured ice creams before, but I think that was the kind of thing I would actually order in a gelateria.
Do you think it's a good concept, this whole recovering food idea?
I think it's amazing. I think, like, it's something that people need to do more and more of, thinking about, like, what gets thrown away and how to reuse that, and then also thinking about how to sort of put that back into the community and kind of share that outside. It's amazing.
The concept of recovered food is right out there. If we are truly going to save the planet, we have to see the light of the recovered foods. I thought that was the most enlightening part.
Carlo Catani's planning an international Tempi di Recupero week in November, with high-profile chefs creating no-waste menus featuring forgotten foods and small-scale producers' specialities. After today's success, of course, they'll also be featuring Gelato del Recupero. From Bali to Brazil, 30 gelaterie have already signed up to offer adventurous consumers some sweet, if slightly strange, food for thought. Danny Mitzman, DW, Bra.